Yeah. Got a new show for y'all.
Got a damn good show.
Yeah.
But before we start the show, remember everybody, you can always support the Harsh Twins at officialharshtwins.com. Pick you a patriotic t-shirt or hat today, or maybe a white privilege card, or maybe some bird products. Check out the DuckTail. Use discount code ChineseVirus. I'll give you 20% off. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a viral video of Kamala and her husband. I didn't even realize she was married.
Yeah. Well, you got to be married, man, if you can be vice president or president. You can't be up in age and don't have no kids, no spouse. Man, it makes you suspect. Makes you look weak.
It's a bad look.
It's a bad look, man.
You can't adapt.
Your relationships just in sour. You can't keep a man. You can't keep a woman. It's something. Something might be wrong with you personally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I see what you're saying.
It's a bad look.
Yeah. But anyway, check this video out.
She said she's actually married to a white man. Let's get to the video. We can go over that. All right, man. You want to go to the video, huh? Look, there she is. There's that white man. Got her a colonizer. Kissing that white man with a mask on. Both of y'all been vaccinated. Both of y'all stupid as hell. what's going on here, Kamala? Well, what's her husband's name? What's his name, man? You looked him up before the
I thought she wasn't married because she goes around with the last name of Harris. But I looked up her husband's name is
Harris.
Yeah, his name is Doug Emhoff.
Emhoff?
Yeah.
He's supposed to be walking around here calling yourself Kamala Emhoff.
Well, you can't be black, claiming to be black, walking around and your name's Kamala Emhoff. That's Jewish. That's a dead giveaway for them dumb liberals to think she's black. You got to see, Harris can go.
Yeah, that could go. That sound black.
This sound like Harris.
Miss Harris. That sounds like black name.
That sounds like a black name. I bet you that was a Harris plantation in this country.
Yeah, yeah. Harris is a very common last name for blacks.
Yeah, so yeah, that's not a good look for a black woman.
Miss Emhoff,
who's trying to claim that she's black.
Yeah, she black by 15%.
Yeah, black enough, I guess, for Democrats.
She black enough.
Hey but man. Let me say this.
Go ahead and say something.
I mean, come on. This has to be just theater.
Yeah. Who said that first, man?
What?
The senator. Using the senator's words, man. That was.
No, those were my words.
No, man, you didn't say it first. I know you're using it right now, but you heard it from Senator Rand Paul. He said this is political theater. Remember he went in?
I said this for
Rand Paul. Remember he went in on Dr.
No, Paul? Rand Paul got that shit from me. I run this shit over here. I mean, I've heard that term before, theater.
Yeah, yeah.
This is just theater.
Yeah.
I mean, if y'all really going out here kissing each other like this, y'all have both been vaccinated.
Yeah.
You got masks on. You're outside, for Christ's sakes.
I know y'all slept together in bed.
I mean, are y'all like this at home when y'all go to sleep in the same bed? Are y'all wearing masks? I mean, I would think so. You're doing this shit outside. It's theater.
Yeah.
And see, the reason why I point this out is,
it's stupid. It makes you look.
The constituency on the left don't see it. They think they look at it. They're brave. They're still wearing masks.
Even though they've been vaccinated.
I mean, I seen a video of a girl saying she was going to, like, I think she was in Texas or Florida.
Yeah.
No, you don't have to wear a mask outside. You don't have to wear a mask, period.
They passed a law because they got common sense out there.
And this girl put up a video and said, I'm going to continue to wear my mask outside because I don't want people to think I'm Republican.
Yeah. You're just going to tell everybody that you're liberal.
I mean, this is stupid. Look how much they've politicized this damn virus and how it's got people out here behaving just because it's politically motivated. Yeah. If this wasn't politicized, these people wouldn't wear the mask.
I'm not saying COVID is a fraud. COVID is real. I had COVID. My damn feet turned blue. My back feel like King Kong kicked me 3 times my back. I was down for the count for 3 weeks.
Yeah.
I know COVID is real. I had COVID.
Yeah.
And I survived. Now,
I survived. Like you got over Ebola or some shit.
Man, I ain't never been that sick. I done got the flu.
I mean, I've been sick. I wasn't throwing
I've never been sick for 3 weeks.
I thought I had AIDS. Well, you wasn't sick for 3 weeks, Kevin. You just felt like...
Man, I was weak as hell. I was walking around in my house with a damn cane.
You was, man. I'm still like...
I had a walk in my house. Man, I should have been talking all that trash about COVID. Man, I think COVID is racist because it tore my black ass up. I said, this COVID is racist as hell.
Hey,
Trump got this shit in 3 days. He was good.
He was good 24 hours.
That damn COVID is racist as hell.
And he's up out. Trump in his 70s, and he was over in 24 hours bragging about it. Saying, I'm immune now.
COVID, I mean, Trump might be taking them damn zinc vitamins or something.
And he's drinking that damn bleach is what he's doing.
Shooting that ultraviolet light down. He got it in both ends in his mouth and up his ass. I ain't gonna let this damn COVID take me out.
Hey, we're just joking. We don't.
But anyway, Kamala.
That was being facetious. We're just joking.
We're joking, man. Hey, but Kamala, your name's supposed to be Kamala Emhoff.
No, she's a feminist.
I don't give a shit what she is.
I think she's a feminist.
You an American, you need to take on our damn values, woman. My wife tried to come on because she Latino. She's from Mexico City.
Latina.
Latina. Yeah, Latino. Yeah, they got actually gender in that damn language.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Yeah, my wife tried to pull that. She didn't.
Yeah, my wife, she got married. She's going Dulce de Gonzalez. De Gonzalez Hodge. I said, nah.
No. No, you married a.
You married a black man.
Yeah,
your last name conservative man.
Yeah, your last name Hogs now. All that damn Cañada and Guzman and all that damn Gonzalez, all that damn Jorge, all that shit's gone.
You a damn Hog.
You came to America, you got yourself, you gonna be American now.
And them kids, that name is Hodge too, and they like me. Drop all that damn Spanish talking, all that shit. You speaking English?
My daughter talks some Spanish too.
I tried to learn Spanish, man. That shit is hard. That shit is backwards.
Yeah, it's not that easy. But anyway, there's another video going around.
Yeah, Whoopi Goldberg.
I mean, they've politicized this virus so much. It's just that it taps into everybody's tribal thinking.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm going to define tribal thinking.
You going to define tribal thinking, huh?
Yeah.
What is tribal thinking, Keith?
Tribal thinking is this.
Can't think for yourself.
No, because you represent a group.
Mm-hmm.
You tend to think like the group.
Man,
you want to continue to associate with that group. I mean, you see it in politics.
Mm-hmm.
You see it how black people think when it comes politically. It's called tribal thinking.
Yeah.
And because of tribal thinking, people just...
Ruins your IQ.
It keeps you from thinking logically. And that's how I'm going to lead into this Whoopi Goldberg video.
We need to do this, and it's not gonna allow us to be without masks until we all do it. Because quite frankly, I'm not going outside until I know everybody outside has had the shot. So I'm gonna be wearing my mask probably, you know, into my 90s. That's just me.
Man, lady, you crazy as hell. You know what you need to do, Whoopi? Go to Party City, go buy you a sheep outfit and start wearing that. Because that's what you are. TU90 after everybody's got vaccinated.
I mean,
if you got vaccinated, the vaccines work, right? I don't got to get vaccinated. I could be walking around with COVID. You good. I don't have to wear a mask. If you wear a mask, if masks really work, right?
Yeah, I mean, I want to say this. I mean.
What happened to my body, my choice?
Yeah, I mean, this is a perfect example of tribal thinking. If this virus hadn't been politicized, she wouldn't be saying this.
Yeah.
I'm actually thinking.
I'm not going to let no white liberal tell me what I can and can't do with my body. Yeah. I'm a free man. I ain't getting no damn shot.
I mean, the way she's coming at this, because this virus has been politicized, it's like if you look at the deaths around the world over the past year, it's not a sharp increase anywhere in the world. I mean, normally a certain amount of people die each year in the United States all over the globe.
Yeah.
Even with this new pandemic,
right?
No, the deaths
haven't increased.
There's no spike.
Yeah.
If this damn pandemic was as deadly as they politicized this,
yeah,
there should be a spike.
Yeah, a lot.
I mean, look at the flu deaths.
Yeah, they killed the flu.
COVID actually killed. Do y'all actually think COVID killed the flu? Or maybe, just maybe, I'm not saying this is what happened.
Yeah.
Maybe people who had the flu, who died with the flu, actually died with the flu, but they labeled it as COVID. I don't have any evidence to back that up, but how can you explain nobody dying from the flu?
Right.
Annually, before COVID hit, it was anywhere from 50,000 to 100,000 of deaths.
Actually, we have a pandemic every year with the flu.
Yeah.
Statistically speaking, around the globe.
That's annually.
We never shut down things.
Where was this insight that Whoopi's having right now where she wouldn't walk around with masks? This has been politicized. This is the only reason why you're saying what you're saying. You're a Democrat, so you want to stick with that tribal thinking of how Democrats think.
But I don't think Whoopi is actually saying this. That's not her show. She's being told to say these things.
No, I
wasn't born yesterday, Whoopi. That's why you were laughing. Because you was nervous and you was having a nervous reaction. You was trying to play it off and be serious at the same time. You cannot be honestly thinking about wearing a damn mask until you're 90 until everybody gets a shot. Because I'm going to tell you right now, you can take that shot and you can shove it up your ass because I ain't taking it.
Well, we don't have to take it. We caught it. We got it naturally. We
man,
built up.
That ain't new. Good enough for these foods, man. You
got
to get shot.
Nah, I got the good shit. I got it naturally.
Actually, I should be selling my blood. I got the antibody.
Yeah, I got that antibody. Y'all should be coming to me. I give you a pint of blood. It's going to cost you.
No, man, you ain't got to give them all that, man. You give them like.
No, I'm just saying per pint, you got to give me about 100K over here. Turn that into Hogs Twins LLC blood vendor. <over here. laughs> No, but I want to say this also. I mean, Whoop, you act like COVID's the only thing you can go out there and catch and kill you.
Yeah.
I mean, look up while I'm talking. How many people die a year in the United States? Well, don't do that. It's stupid. But anyway.
Yeah, you actually scared to go outside your door because of a specific virus out there.
Yeah.
There's a lot of ways you can die. You can walk down. You can be coming out of your apartment, fall down them steps.
Yeah, I'm not even saying that. I'm just talking about other viruses out there.
Yeah.
There's all kinds of viruses around that are actually more deadlier than COVID.
Yeah.
I mean, COVID's not the only thing out there as far as a sickness or virus that can kill you. Yeah. There's a lot of stuff out
there. The thing I don't get, y'all are so strong with my body, my choice when it comes to, you know, abortion. I know everybody don't like to talk about this.
But y'all want
to say everybody has to get the vaccine. What happened to that logic that you had, my body, my choice? You're actually pushing your beliefs on me. I don't believe in that virus because it came out too quick. And it's okay if you... Not necessarily. If you want to take the virus, that's cool.
If you want to take the vaccine. If you want to take the vaccine. Yeah. You said take the virus.
That's what they taking. They taking the virus. Initially, that's what you're doing. Yeah. They call it a vaccine, but no, they're squirting a virus inside of your body. You're actually squirting a virus. You injecting a virus.
I think I forget what they call the the actual it's antibodies. It's like it's the antibodies or something.
Yeah, it's got the virus in it.
Yeah, it's got to be something. It's got to be the virus to, stimulate your immune system.
Yeah.
I mean, they ain't going to put,
people has actually died from that vaccine.
Yeah. Well, that's with any vaccine.
Yeah.
But it's rare.
I saw a dude on TV. He took that virus. His feet.
He took the vaccine.
He took the virus, the vaccine. It's all the same. Vaccine is just a euphemism for virus. He took that damn virus, his
vaccine.
We've been over this.
Hey, Kevin, you know how these damn liberals and these damn media companies, how they, you can't say certain shit because they're f***ing stupid and they're going to take the damn video down.
This white man took the virus.
Vaccine, Kevin.
I mean, vaccine. He took the vaccine, right?
I slapped the shit out of you.
He took the vaccine, right? His ankles and his feet look like they turned into some sweet potatoes.
His
back started shedding. That dude like a damn cobra snake or snake that was shedding his body from a damn vaccine.
I say his legs like a mix of carrots and beets
with a little bit of yam DNA.
Yeah, it looked horrible. But, Whoopi,
You cannot push that virus on everybody.
What's wrong with you? Why do you keep saying virus?
I mean, vaccine, man.
Hey, this video's over. You done pissing me off.
No, I'm missing those words.
Won't you pay attention, man?
It was a mistake. I meant to
say. What's wrong with you?
I meant to say vaccine, man. I still ain't got over that COVID, man. I still got some.
No, you don't need to be drinking Modelo before the damn show starts.
Yeah, I did, but I drunk two Modelos. Hey, look here.
How do you pronounce that? That's the first time we tried this. Modelo or?
Yeah, see, I told you I wasn't racing. I'm in here drinking a Latino beer. Hey, look here, man. Look here. I think it's inhumane. It's unlawful, especially with how fast that vaccine came out. You can't tell somebody they have to get a vaccine. It's their body. You can't force your health beliefs on me. This is my body. You can't. The things that's coming out of your mouth is just. It sounds a little crazy to me.
I think they can.
No, they can't.
I mean, it's precedent for that. Like your kids can't go to school if they don't have certain immunizations.
Yeah, those immunizations, they have a track record. They've been used. They've been tested. Yeah. That vaccine for COVID, it came out a little bit too quick for me. And the whole personally, I'm just going to sit back and watch. I mean, they just, this video came out. I have you just, and we'll watch it. See, that video, people is having some side effects of that vaccine.
But no shit.
For them to come out and tell people that they have to take it,
let me say this.
Too much for me.
And there's no like, I mean, you haven't did any real long-term studies with it.
Yeah.
But
that's the main reason why I'm so against the COVID-19.
And you shouldn't force on anybody that's already caught it.
Yeah.
I mean, there's people already caught it.
I'm just going to sit back and watch how everybody that got the vaccine, I'm going to see how, how you react to it.
But it's for a virus. I don't know. What's the death rate? 99% of the people that catch it there, they don't die and they're fine.
Yeah, I mean, survival rate.
And there's a risk to taking that vaccine. And if you're young and healthy, mm-hmm. I think Joe Rogan caught some flack for saying, if you're young and healthy, you don't need to take the vaccine. I mean, that's just
common sense.
That's just common sense.
That's what anybody.
I'm just saying, you telling people. And these corporations, these colleges are requiring, and these jobs are requiring. I mean, that's tyrannical. You're making people take a vaccine just to work, to go to school. That's wrong.
Yeah.
That's dead wrong.
Yeah. Yeah. It's horrible. But then again, Whoopi, I think you're a horrible person. You are. For you to say.
No, man, she's a.
I mean, you're on TV. You have a lot of influence. And just how you're manipulating people's minds and the influence you have, that makes you an evil person. Yeah, you are evil.
Hold on.
That was the punchline. I'm closing the show out.
Yeah, because people, they're not sharing the statistics on that, but people actually.
Hey, man, why you keep beating that dead horse?
Yeah, they just say it is so safe. These people are pushing these vaccines on people, and people are passing away.
Yeah, keep kicking that dead horse. That horse dead, eyes closed, tight as hell, tongue hanging out. You kicking the shit out of it. I had the punchline. I could have closed the damn show out.
Yeah, just leave it, whoop it, leave it. Celebrities, everybody, leave it up to that individual. If you want to take it, fine. If you don't want to take it, fine. If people want to wear a mask, fine. If you don't want to wear a mask, fine. Everybody should just do their thing. Stop pushing your own beliefs on other people. That's all I want to say. Be American.
That was a damn good show. Yeah.
I told you to speed this shit up. Mike Lindell, true patriot. He needs our help.
Here's a man who started from nothing.
Built a great company, great products.
Have seen rock bottom, have seen the worst. He ran through drug addiction.
Yeah.
I mean, this man has accomplished so much thing. He's the epitome of the American dream.
He worked hard, has a successful business, great products. And just because he supported the president of the United States, they've taken him out over 20 stores. They're banning him on social media. Yeah. He's having a tough time even marketing his products.
Yeah. In this country, he's a man of principle. He has employees. He's got a great product. Mm-hmm. And just because he has different political opinions, Big Tech wants him to go away, but we're not going to let that happen on our channel. They want to crush his business too. So support Mike Lindell. Go to MyPillow.com and use discount code HogsTwins. Get up to 60% off.
Yeah.
We take care of our patriots in this country.
Don't forget, go to OfficialHogsTwins.com. Go to the Fight Censorship tab. Hit the links. Follow us on Telegram. Follow us on Rumble. And follow us on YouTube. They haven't censored us there yet.
Yeah, they're actually being fair.
Yeah. Go to OfficialHogsTwins.com and pick you out a patriotic t-shirt today. Hell, I'm even giving you 20% off. Just type in discount code Chinese Virus. We call it Chinese because it's from China. We making t-shirts great again. Yeah.